Let's jump into 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Now, it's a pretty well-known chapter in that you might have read or heard a message about it in one sense, and that is the chapter that talks about building on the foundation in good quality versus low quality material, right? And I guess if I were not a... Oh, Louis Trichardt, good morning. If I were not a pastor, if I were to do something else in my life, I would probably want to build large projects, construct them. I really get a sense of enjoyment out of that for some reason. Going from ground zero, often a rubble or a mess, and seeing that end product like tangibly developing, really, which means, of course, here at Father's House, I'm constantly adjusting something to the annoyance of everyone. I'm adding a wall or changing the thing. Morning, we all went to in Joburg today. So I wanted to talk to you about you as the project manager of your very own life. Now, you might say, well, the Lord is the project manager. Well, in a sense, the Bible says we must be careful how we build as wise master builders. And that's the passage of scripture I wanted to take you to. 1 Corinthians 3, just the first two or three verses, and then just verse 10 to throw in for spice. It says this: "Dear brothers and sisters, I could not address you as people who live by the Spirit, but as people who are still worldly." So he's having a bit of a go. He says, "Just infants, I gave you milk, not solid food yet, for you were not ready for it. Indeed, you seem still not ready. You are still worldly." And then he explains why he's a bit annoyed. He says, "For since there is jealousy and arguing and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere humans? For when one says, 'I follow Paul,' another says, 'No, I prefer Apollos,' aren't we just acting in a human way?" And I love the power of that, because that's how he introduces the idea of how to build your life. He's using an example. Don't be the jealous type. Don't be the quarrelsome type. I'm always amazed that in our spiritual journey, it is frightening how often people can be so spiritual in church, and then sometimes we just act so worldly the rest of the week. And he's using examples. Don't be this type of person. I've seen it so often. You know, you might join a small group and, you know, somebody ignores you or somebody doesn't engage with you in some way, and you're a little annoyed or disappointed. Morning, JP. Don't be. It's human nature that you get disappointed sometimes. It's our response that tells us whether we are spiritually mature and can handle steak, or whether we're spiritually immature and we still got to drink milk. And so you got to figure that out. Morning, Yaku and Josie. And so verse 10 gives us this key. It says, "But by the grace of God, which he has given me, I lay a foundation," Paul says, "as a wise builder, and someone else must build on it. But each one should build with care, for no one can lay any other foundation other than the one already laid, that is Jesus Christ. But if anyone builds on that foundation, you use gold, silver, precious stones, not wood, hay, and stubble, for your work will be shown for what it really is. That fire will test the quality of each person's work." You know, one thing that something like lockdown does is that it tests the quality of a lot of things, doesn't it? It tests the quality of our relationships. It tests the quality of our real faith. It tests the quality of our endurance and our patience. Start to figure out, hey, I'm a bit weak here. And you look at another area, you go, well, I'm solid there. I'm solid. I'm unshakable. I'm solid. Well, I want to guide you today on this devotion on switching from a worldly to wise, and how that we're the project manager. God provides us the tools through spiritual gifts, and he provides us the resources through preachers and songs of worship and scriptures. So we've got raw material, and we've got tools called gifts, and now we, as wise builders, have to put those pieces together, and we've got to construct a life that is gold. And to make sure that it endures or handles the test of time. And I think there's some power, good morning, Audra, there's some power in that that's really important. And he defines it in a couple of ways. He says that when we behave amongst ourselves and in our lives in a certain way, it takes away from the quality of our building. And so our actions either add or our actions subtract from the quality of our building. You know, our spiritual journey is not some sort of a external project that you, like a hobby you take out on Sundays and you sort of do a bit of the hobby and then you put it away. It's everything either adds or takes away. It's not separate to you. It is who you are. And that's the difference between Christianity as a life as opposed to Christianity as a hobby. As a hobby, you sort of take it out on Sunday and you sort of tinker on it a bit and then you put it away. But for those of us who live by faith, which is the most joyful, peaceful, wonderful way to live, everything adds or everything takes away. And so there are a couple of things. We have to think wisely and not worldly. So that's one of the things you must project manage in your life. What does a project manager do? Well, he employs the services of a service provider. He gets them to do the project and then he checks the quality. Now, I'm not happy with that. You know, that plumbing isn't right. I open the tap and switches the lights off. Something's wrong there. You've got to be willing to do that. You self-judge in a way. You evaluate. The Bible uses the word test. Test all things and see if they be approved. You've got to test prophecy and see if it is honorable and so forth. And you've got to keep an eye on that. So that's your project management job in life. Nobody else can do it for you. If you don't do it, then somebody else will, you know, and you'll hate the result. You'll say, well, this is not the house I wanted. But you're the project manager. And good morning, Free State, Johan. Nice to have the Free State represent. And so that's the one thing. The second thing is, you know, you have to project mature versus infant reaction. Every now and then, I feel the same way. I respond in such a childish way over something. And then I realize I'm not project managing this thing called my spiritual life well. And so God's grace is given to me and I'm able to switch feet and I can build wisely again by responding in a mature way rather than in an immature way. You know, when you're immature, you want everything done your way immediately. You get a little bit more mature, you realize, give it a bit of time. That'll sort itself out. A little bit of prayer will fix that. Just a kind word will turn that. But, you know, when you're a bit immature, you go in there, hammer and tongs. You think you're gonna break it all down. It doesn't always work. And then he talks about this last quality about project managing, and that is the quality of your diet. He says, if you're mature, you can handle a bit of steak, and if you're immature, you're limited to milk. I think that's a really important thing. I project manage at which point I tap out. What do I know and am able to learn, keen to learn? Am I willing to learn things on not just a lower grade, not just a standard grade, but now and then I'm happy to go higher grade. Come on, let's get into it and see what it says. I don't think we should be afraid of that, you know. I think if the scripture says a thing and it might seem a bit higher grade to you, let's go for it. You can handle it. You know, if God says, you know, for example, you know, maintain your sexual purity until you get married. You think, well, I don't know, that sounds far-fetched. Why don't you get into it? Find out why. Find out about covenants. Find out about what happens when bodies connect and souls connect and spirits connect. Figure that space out and go, oh, okay, I've got it. Because that is how you build a high-quality life. And you're the project manager. You know, we can't blame our parents forever, and we can't blame our friends and our environments. You're the project manager. You say what goes. But thankfully, we have the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God gives us. Remember yesterday's devotion? He gives us words. The Spirit of God gives us wisdom. Why? All of this to get to chapter 3 to be able to say, project manage your life well. So I hope that that's been helpful to you. I'm looking forward to continuing this journey with you next week on 1 Corinthians. And I know we've studied 1 Corinthians before. One of the most powerful things about doing the same book more than once is to just show you that you can go back to the same scripture and a fresh revelation that is appropriate for now can touch your heart. And so never give up on reading scripture. Don't say, I've read that part. There's just so much in it. It would take a lifetime to unpack it. Cool. Well, opportunity to pray a prayer, and then we'll sign off, and I'll see you in the chats for Songs of Devotion tomorrow. Father, thank you so much for your word. It is life, and it is breath to our souls. We pray, Father, that you will teach us to wisely build, taking care, as Scripture says, that we will build in gold, silver, precious stones, that we will reject any wood, hay, and stubble quality, and that we will project manage so well that it would be our great honor, on that final day to present to you that which we've been able to do with our lives. And we pray, Lord, that you will give us high standards, high personal standards that we subscribe to in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.